Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
What a superb victory for Limerick yesterday in the All-Ireland Hurling Final. Commiserations to Cork. Though 40,000 spectators watched as Limerick beat Cork in the final in HQ in Croke Park yesterday. For those lucky enough to attend the event, it was the first large-scale event of its kind this year, would you believe? Crowds gathered on the streets around the stadium to celebrate and enjoy the experience, and many more watched at home as the joyous scenes unfolded. Well, I can tell you that yesterday's match brought into sharp focus for many the continued shutdown of the live entertainment sector. I'm joined now by Justin Green, event promoter and representative of the Event Industry Alliance, also by Labour spokesperson on employment, media and the arts, Marie Sherlock, and by Senator Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil. I don't know if you watched the match, Justin Green, but you certainly, I think, saw the large crowds in attendance at Croke Park yesterday. How did you feel then as an events promoter watching that?
Well, we were delighted to see the crowds at Croke Park. I mean, it's great to see the sporting. It plays such a role in it, in everyone's lives growing up. And ourselves as an event sector, you know, we've been intrinsically linked with the GAA. So we were delighted to see, you know, good crowds at the All-Ireland final yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I suppose on the other side of it, you know, what we're looking at is a Taoiseach who turned up at the event yesterday that last week and previously has turned down proposals to reopen our sector, which has been closed for near on 18 months now, that represents over 35,000 workers. We have been put on, you know, deep freeze as such. We were asked originally to do everything of the country for the country and to remain closed. And for the last 18 months, our whole sector has done that, and we have stood by in harmony.
But were you frustrated or annoyed, or did you understand that yesterday was the All-Ireland Hurling Final? It only comes round once a year, and that it's something extraordinary.
Yeah, it is, and we fully appreciate and the role that the GAA plays in society. But equally, you've got to remember that there's 35,000 people who have not worked since the 12th of March 2020. And we put proposals to Micheál Martin and the government that we would propose to allow our sector to return from the 1st of September for patrons who are fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we were going to supply contact tracing to the HSE as required. Now, yesterday's game, although it was great to see, there was zero testing required. There was zero proof of vaccination required. And there was zero contact tracing required.
And how is your proposal met?
What we're saying is just to give our sector a playing field and to allow our sector to, you know, come back, because to date,
can I just clarify, Justin? You say you propose that to the government, that you would organise events from the 1st of September, which is about a week away, for fully vaccinated people. You would supply full contact tracing as well. Did you get a response from government on that?
We did. Catherine Martin told us last week that that would not be possible. We also had proposed it for Electra Picnic, you may recall, mm-hmm. and that was equally turned down.
Did they say why? Did they say why?
Because of the current rules that are in place for the numbers attending events. Now, we all understand that we all have to do our part for the country, but it comes to a stage whereby enough is enough. And when you see, you know, Micheál Martin and Simon Coveney attending the event yesterday, that requires, you know, no vaccination certs, you know, no contact tracing, and our sector is still discriminated against.
And you've got this proposal, fully vaccinated people, events for those and contact tracing, that's been rejected, you say. But then again, you look at numbers of COVID increasing, Justin, and the Intensive Care Society, for example, saying that numbers in ICU have tripled in the last few weeks. So it's still very much here.
And I fully understand that, but the HSE have had legacy issues for a long, long time before COVID. And what we would say is that there is no evidence produced to date by the government showing that any of their own Government of Ireland supported pilots, and there's been over 40 to date, including 300,000 people that have attended sporting events, and none of them have showed any evidence of any spike in COVID numbers. And that's the reality. And, you know, come out with the evidence and support it and show
where the
event sector has been challenged. Because
I'll bring in Marie Sherlock in just a second.
We're the only country in the whole of Europe that hasn't reopened our events.
But they say they will give you a reopening plan next week.
Yeah, but they're talking about, we don't want a reopening roadmap. What we want is a reopening date. I mean, it was a disgrace and an insult to the sector 2 weeks ago when the government came out and said, OK, we're going to now look at a roadmap for the live event sector. You know, after 17 months, they're only then deciding to look at it. And that just shows you the type of respect for our sector. So, you know, there's a lot of people have moved out of the sector. There's events happening right across Northern Ireland. There is actually 170,000 people will attend events in Northern Ireland over the next 4 weeks approximately, of which 60% of that number will travel from the Republic of Ireland to those events. You know, and it just does not make sense not allow and to give us a reopening date.
But surely the question is, does it make sense in the north to stage that level of gigs when they have three times our infection rates?
Well, to be honest with you, the events that they've had to date haven't shown any evidence of increase in numbers. Equally,
Are the cases coming from then?
Well, what we're saying is that equally so, if you look at the UK or New York, you know, you look to Latitude, you look to any of the events that have happened, festivals, over the last number of weeks and months, there has been no evidence. In actual fact, the UK published the report on last Friday, and what it called for caution, but it certainly said that with the right measures and the right implements, that events can take place.
Okay.
And what we are saying is that allow us to do that. We're actually suggesting, by having only fully vaccinated people inside our venues, we're actually suggesting a more robust system than is currently in place for international travel, indoor dining, and
what's in place at the moment. Let's get some reaction to what you're saying. Say with me, Justin Green, you're an event promoter. There is some political backing for what you say. I think Labour's Marie Sherlock is with me. Labour, you've supported Marie Sherlock and your party, the COVID restrictions, but I think you want the government to go against NPHET advice now, do you, and do a full reopening of the entertainment sector?
Good evening, Cormac. Well, I think what we're seeing is a farcical situation at the moment, where we have one set of rules for one sector and, of course, a very different set of rules for another. And unfortunately, the reality is that with very little scientific basis or rational justification, the arts and live entertainment sector has become the focal point for government's caution on reopening. And look, you know, I think most of us are still very worried about the numbers and certainly the increase in those who are in intensive care and all of that. But it's simply unacceptable that one sector would bear the brunt of government's caution at this point in time.
So what does Labour want to happen?
Attitude has been taken to other sectors. So, you know, like many others, I watched the Cork Limerick match yesterday and I thought it was wonderful to see. But I know there were thousands of indeed children and performing arts, dance, music and drama teachers looking on yesterday. They were saying, well, how come their indoor classes are so much more dangerous than 40,000 people gathering in Croke Park and, of course, all the gathering that took place around that. So I think at the moment we need to have in place a coherent plan. Firstly, with regards to the very basic issue of indoor classes, and of course, which is a vital part of the broader education system in this country. And then secondly, with regards to live entertainment and music and theatre events.
But we're told that the positivity rates from the education sector is very low, and that's based on data that the HSE have analysed over the last year or so. But are you saying there's an equivalence between the All-Ireland Hurling Final, which is a one-off event, attended admittedly by 40,000 people, but that there's an equivalence between that and scores or possibly hundreds of gigs or concerts or events that could be organised if you let the entertainment sector reopen again?
But I think, haven't we been told ad nauseum over the past 18 months that we have to take an evidence-based approach to the restrictions? And like, it's not that COVID is going to ignore an event like yesterday and is going to flourish in the hundreds of events that you've described there. We need a consistent approach, whether it's in the arts, whether it's sport, or indeed any other sector. And so for the live entertainment industry, upon which thousands of workers depend on their livelihoods, and Justin described there how many have had to even leave the sector because they simply have been hanging on by their bare fingers.
And what about cutting pulp?
So we need to see that roadmap, right, put in place immediately. Certainly there is, I think, great scope to have small-scale events happen within over the next number of weeks. Justin described there the enormous efforts made by the sector to put forward proposals whereby you'd have vaccinated-only individuals go, or whether, you know, antigen testing in advance. And there's a whole raft of other
And what about cutting the PUP payment, Marie?
And the PUP payment is really important. So tomorrow, 3 weeks, this government is saying, you know, yes, we want an arts sector in this country, but we're going to cut your PUP payment. And it is not acceptable that where a sector has yet been given the green light to fully reopen, that those workers, or indeed anybody who's on the PUP payment at this point in time, and the reality is those on the PUP payment cannot go back to their jobs.
So you're saying keep the PUP payment, is that right?
Absolutely.
For how long?
For as long as this pandemic lasts.
Okay, so let me bring in Malcolm Byrne, Senator with Fianna Fáil.
That this pandemic was going to last, you know, this long, nobody would have believed it.
Okay.
But we need to keep the pandemic unemployment payment in place.
Marie Sherlock of Labour, say with me if you don't mind. Malcolm Byrne, you're a Fianna Fáil senator. Keep the PUP payment for one, which is to be cut in 3 weeks' time or so. Keep it for as long as this pandemic will last for the entertainment sector.
Well, I think for any of the sectors where there is a requirement for support to continue in place, the government has made that commitment that it will happen and it should happen. I think the key difference...
Right, it's been cut,
Justin,
isn't it?
Was correct.
Hang on a second. It's been cut.
Yeah. Well, let me come back to Justin's original point about what the difference is between what, you know, we were experiencing in the past and now.
No. Address the PUP payment. You say it's going to be kept for as long as it's needed. That isn't the reality. We're being told it's cut, aren't we?
For any of those sectors where the supports continue to be in place. So if we have, and I certainly don't want to see a situation in 3 weeks' time where, because some of us have been campaigning on this issue, you know, for several months, we don't want to see a situation whereby the arts and live events industry is still closed in 3 weeks' time. But where any sector where people are still, you know, financially suffering because of the pandemic, the necessary supports have to be put in place.
But the point is they're not being
Malcolm. What is essential now, Cormac, is that Minister Martin said that she has a plan. She needs to publish that plan. She needs to insist that she is at the meetings to discuss it, and that what we see at the COVID subcommittee meetings, and that we see at government level at the same level of commitment that was shown to the reopening of indoor hospitality, which has been great, and also to sport. And I think Justin's point is right. I mean, the difference, and you made the reference to the numbers who are currently in ICU. In the case of those who are now in ICU, 19 out of 20 of those who are in ICU are those who are not vaccinated. What we're talking about here is for arts and the live event sector, that when people are producing their ticket, that they literally swipe on the phone, and the next thing that they're able to produce their COVID cert.
It must be extremely, if I can come in there, Malcolm, it must be extremely frustrating for Justin and the likes of Justin, who works in the entertainment sector, to listen to you when you say that you insist that the pub payment should be paid, that you want the minister to publish the plan. You'd almost swear that your party isn't in government.
Well, Cormac, I've been involved with the arts and with the amateur theatre sector for a long time, so I know exactly what's happening to venues around the country. I know by talking to drama teachers, dance teachers, music teachers, that they need a programme that's going to be happening over the next... You know, you can't just flick a switch and in the morning all of this will resume.
You've been involved with Fianna Fáil for longer, Malcolm.
Well, what I'm going to say is if you looked at the record in terms of what we have been saying, the Fianna Fáil members of the Oireachtas Media and Culture Committee over the last year, where we have been insisting on a very clear roadmap, you know, once we got to the levels of vaccination that we have achieved, then what we needed to do was to see a clear plan for opening. And that is as important for those dance and drama class teachers as it is for the drama festivals. Everything that I know that's coming up from the New Ross Piano Festival, the Wexford Opera Festival, the Dublin Theatre Festival, so that people know the kind of numbers that we can have in, plus that those festivals can operate.
Okay, let me go back to Justin Green for just a second. Stay with me, Malcolm. What do you how do you react to that, Justin Green? What's your message to Malcolm Byrne and indeed Malcolm Byrne's leader, the leader of Fianna Fáil, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I have nothing personal with Malcolm, but I must say that you know, it's very disheartening. The fact of the reality is that we have written to on Taoiseach Micheál Martin numerous times, probably up to 20 times, without a response. We have put proposals to him. We submitted protocols and roadmaps and everything else last, you know, would have been last June 2020. We have been constantly engaging with the Department of Culture. And to be honest with you, for a sector that has been forgotten about, that did everything that it was asked to do, and for their 35,000 workers and their families, it's an absolute disgrace. And I think the government should show the sector the respect it deserves. And really, Micheál Martin, he didn't even bother to turn up for the meeting with the sector, despite a direct invitation from Catherine Martin and her request to attend that meeting.
I suppose he left it to the line, Minister.
At this stage, you know, we don't, you know, I don't really see that, you know, Micheál Martin's position, you know, is untenable in light of all of this. And he hasn't actually turned up.
You're asking for him to resign, are you?
Well, we're actually asking him to step aside. And if he's not prepared to come up with a solution and to recognise the huge contribution that the whole event industry has made over the last year and a half, well, then let someone else do it.
Okay, Malcolm Byrne, give me your reaction to that, Malcolm.
Well, I mean, first of all, I can understand Justin's frustration, and I share a lot of it that's there. I think it's unfair to say the government hasn't provided support to the arts and live entertainment sector. There was an additional $50 million provided in arts funding, and in terms of all of the necessary support,
we have the clarification. They feel forgotten, Malcolm. Very briefly, he's saying that the Taoiseach's position, he hasn't displayed an interest. He's ignored meetings, repeated requests, proposals rejected to get the system back up and running. They feel they've no confidence in Micheál Martin anymore. What do you say?
Well, here's what needs to happen. Catherine Martin said that she has a plan which was not accepted by Cabinet. Catherine Martin should publish that plan, should make that clear. If that plan includes, and I've spoken with, you know, Justin's group, with representatives of the music industry and with other representatives within the art sector who are all prepared to show signs of how it can operate, you know, the sector can operate safely, and there's a lot of experience in that. We have discussed this at length at the Oireachtas Arts and Culture Committee. I think the plan should simply be published and that we look at very clear dates based on the fact that, you know, by the end of this month or early next month, every adult in the country who wants a vaccine will have been vaccinated. I do not see a reason as to why We can't have a situation with a structured, safe reopening of the arts and live events sector where somebody can show a ticket on their phone and then swipe and show their COVID.
But your colleagues in government obviously feel otherwise at the moment. Look, I should say, by the way, we asked the relevant minister, Catherine Martin, on the programme, but she declined. I'll leave it there for the moment. Senator Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil, thank you. Marie Sherlock of Labour, thank you very much indeed. And Justin Green, events promoter, thank you as well. We'll take a break.